Finally today, we travel to Germany and the Beethoven Fest in Bonn. It's one of the highlights of Europe's musical calendar. This year's invited artists at Beethoven Fest include the National Youth Orchestra of Iraq. This is their first time performing outside Iraq. Reporter Shant Sharigian went to one of the orchestra's final rehearsals in Bonn before the big day.
Just keep playing that G. Now you're G.
Conductor Paul McAllenden stands before a group of musicians ranging in age from 16 to 28. They come from all across Iraq. 16 are Arabs, both Sunni and Shiite, 25 are Kurds, and 4 are Turkmen.
What we have here is quite a remarkable and public and profound symbol of harmony, both in the musical and in the spiritual sense, between groups of people who, although they live in the same political entity, Iraq, know actually very little about each other.
They're getting to know each other, and they have fellow members of Zahal Sultan to thank for that. Several years ago, the teenage pianist managed to put out an international call for a conductor and teachers to help train young Iraqi musicians. Conductor McAllenden responded and went on to help Sultan organize 3 music training camps in Iraqi Kurdistan, staffed with professional teachers from the UK and the US. Funding came from government and private sources in Iraq and the UK. Many of the orchestra members haven't had much in the way of formal training. They say when the war broke out in 2003, many musicians left or just stopped teaching. Sabah Hamid is a 28-year-old cellist from the northern town of Arbil. She says they often had to teach themselves.
It was very hard because we didn't have teachers to show us how to play. Mozart and Beethoven are big composers, and pieces by them are hard. There was no one who could help us.
Even with the training camps, barriers remain, including language. As McAllenden conducts, he relies on 2 translators at his side who repeat his words in Kurdish and in Arabic.
177, please.
18-year-old oboist Dua Azawi says in spite of differences of language, culture, and religion, orchestra members have become close-knit.
We are all from different backgrounds, but that doesn't affect, you know, who we are. I mean, we have one united background, which is music. We all play music. So people have been asking me if there's problems, you know, happens between you and the Kurdish. I said, no, I mean, I have very close friends, and they are Kurdish.
In honor of the orchestra's first trip abroad, 2 works were commissioned for the group. One is by an Iraqi Arab composer, and this one, Invocation, by an Iraqi Kurd. The group is on track to play at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe next year. McAllenden says it's still too dangerous for them to play in Baghdad, but he hopes for a concert in the Iraqi capital within a year or two. He adds, the group's long-term goal is to help restart a stable musical education system in Iraq.
One thing is absolutely for sure. I know that the players here are getting world-class teaching, and that is the teaching that will turn them into the teachers of the future for Iraq.
For The World, I'm Shant Sharigian in Bonn.
You can see pictures of the National Youth Orchestra of Iraq in rehearsal at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow.